Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. John 19:17-18. The gospel of Jesus Christ uplifts Christ in his cross. Jesus was crucified on a cross in the midst of two thieves. The place of the crucifixion was a hill known as Golgotha. As Christ is preached, his cross must be preached. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:18. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1:23-24. As Jesus was crucified and died on the cross, so we must die, both to sin and to ourselves. The means of that death is the cross of Jesus Christ. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Galatians 6:14. The cross separates us from the world, and unites us in Christ. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven. Colossians 1:20. Jesus was wrapped in the amazing grace of God as he died on the cross for the sin of the world. God draped his body in mercy when he was taken down from the cross and laid in the tomb. The ugly scene of the cross was the power of God by which he would redeem the world from sin. The cross was the vehicle of human redemption. Christ died in shame, but the gospel of Christ glorifies that cross. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. Jesus had surrendered his place in heaven to become the sacrifice for human sin. Willingly and obediently, he left the Father in glory to become the sacrificial lamb that would die the death of the cross. And being made found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2:8. And thus, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2:2. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.